We're starting a new semester and we're going to work through the book of Judges. Our goal in this class is to quickly cover all the stories of the Tanakh, so we really have to get moving. And we will begin with the book of Judges. Our story begins with the Judges. What are the Judges? So, let's go back to creation. The world was created 10 generations from Adam to Noah, and we have a flood. 10 generations to Avram, and we have the first of the patriarch, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Avram is born in the year 1948. In the year 2000, when Avram is 52, he discovers his creator. Avram will have two children, Isaac and Yishmael. Yishmael is born from the maid Hagar, and from him developed the Ishmaelites, the Muslims that are not a part of the Jewish people. Yitzhak has two children, Esav and Yaakov. They are both from the same mother. Esav and Yaakov will contest for the question of who are the chosen people. Yaakov fulfills the prophecy of God tells Abraham, your descendants will be sojourners in a foreign land, and they will return and conquer the land of Israel. When we fulfill that prophecy and we go down to Egypt, we take the title of the chosen people. We are in Egypt, and we leave Egypt in the year 2448. 400 years after Avram has the great vision of Bris Ben Absarim. We leave Egypt, we spend 40 years in the desert, and in the year 2488, under Joshua, we enter the land of Israel. The Jordan is split, we enter the land of Israel, we conquer the kings of Israel, we spend 7 years conquering, 7 years dividing, Joshua passes away, and we enter the period of the Judges. The period of the Judges will be marked by turbulence. The Jewish people do not have central leadership. The difference between a king and a judge, five differences we'll discuss. One, kingship is a dynasty. It goes from father to son. In the period of the judges, we don't have a set leader. The judges come from all tribes but one. And pay attention, see if you could figure out which one didn't. See? You tell me by the end of the book. The judges will lead the Jewish people. They will teach us right from wrong. When we enter the land of Israel, we do not conquer all of the land of Israel. We leave pockets of the enemy. And throughout the period of the judges, these pockets will come back to haunt us. And that's why the period of judges is a recurring theme where we sin, we adopt the pagan ways of our neighbors, and then they overtake us, and we lose our sovereignty. And then God sends a judge who rebukes us and helps us get back on the path, and then we can remove the oppression from upon us. And so after Joshua dies, the Jews ask Hashem who should lead us to war, and God says Judea should lead. And Yehuda invites Shimon to work together with them, and they conquer the king Adoni Bezek. Adoni Bezek was a little king, and Adoni Bezek would always cut off the thumbs of the kings he would conquer. If you don't have a thumb, you can't wield the sword too well. Right? So he said under his table, whenever he'd sit down to eat, under his table he had 70 sets of thumbs. And he was a small king. He was 70 sets. He was a small king in Israel. This is just an example. And two tribes took him down, Adoni Bezek. And Adoni Bezek is righteous. He says, God paid me back because they cut off his thumbs. And so he dies a peaceful death, because he was willing to say, God paid me back. I see God's hand in all of this. So he dies a peaceful death. They conquer Jerusalem, and they conquer a large section of Jerusalem. Part of it will remain in the hands of the Yevusi. And then they sin, and suddenly they cannot conquer as well as they did beforehand. Kalev is responsible for conquering his section of the land, and he cannot conquer a city named Kiryas Sefer. He says, whoever conquers it can marry my daughter Achsa. So that's a big question. How could you make such a statement? How do you know? Maybe the guy isn't fit for your daughter. Our sages say Kiryas Sefer is not a city, but rather it is a reference to 3,000 halachos that were forgotten after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Kalev said, whoever can figure out those 3,000 halachos will marry my daughter. And so Osniel ben Kenaz, who is going to be our first shofet, he figures out those 3,000 halachos, and he conquers, and so he marries Kalev's daughter. You guys remember Kalev ben Yefune? He was one of the 12 spies. He was also one of the two spies that Joshua sent in. And we move forward, and the Navi describes all the sections of Israel that the Jews did not conquer, the pockets of the enemy that they left. And Hashem sends a prophet who comes and tells them, you know, I told you not to make a treaty with the people of the land. I told you to conquer the whole land. What are you doing? You didn't live up to your end of the deal, and now they will be your enemies. Now you will have to deal with them as thorns in your side. And the Jews actually start worshiping the Baal. What is the Baal? They believe that Hashem is the master above everything, but they believe there were forces who were in charge of different things in their lives, and they started worshiping those forces. And what led them to that was the fact that this is what their neighbors were doing. So all around them, they saw this worship, and they start worshiping worshiping Baal and Asherah. Asherah was the worship of some figure under a tree. And so Hashem gave them in the hands of Cushan Rishasaim, the king of Aram Naharaim. For 8 years they're under his servitude, and then Othniel ben Kenaz leads the way, and he leads a war, and they knock down Cushan Rishasaim, and so he leads them to peace. And under him for 40 years we have peace and quiet. So now we know. Othniel ben Kenaz. Okay. What? I think so, yes. We've learned about our first judge, the first 40 years in the land of Israel, and we will pick up with the story of Eglon, the corpulent king, who, and Ehud ben Geram, Bezrat Hashem, next week, or maybe even tomorrow, we will.